play? We'll just have to play it by ear for tomorrow. In terms of whether we're going to be live or not, I guess it depends on the driving conditions and the parking. But either way, Ellie, you're okay with it, right? You're good. Okay, so let's begin. So I wanted to talk about this coming week's parsha for now, until we get another topic. And again, it's another one of those pivotal, moments in Jewish history, in world history, and one of those again psukim, which is by any stretch or any yardstick, Dvarim ha'omdim berubo shel olam. This one's actually the most omdim berubo shel olam, you know, of all. And that, of course, in this week's parsha, the beginning of the Aseres Hadibros, where after a brief pasuk introduction, which is fascinating in its own right, maybe we'll discuss that as well. So we have the moment that the world was created for, quite literally, the moment of Gilui Shechina, and of course the introduction of the Ribono Shel Olam, right, to mankind. Of course, with the famous words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, here in Parshas Yisro, right, Torah Shebichtav, so we should read it inside. So again, after the introduction, Vaydabar Elokim Eis Kol Advarim Ha'ela Lemor, Torah says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Utseisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. And then, of course, Lo Yelecha, etc. So Chazal have a whole discussion, as we're aware, about, you know, what was mentioned B'Pi Agvura, whether it was only the first two Dibros, and what exactly, you know, that means. Maybe we'll discuss that, you know, at some point as well. But clearly the first two stand out. And clearly the first is the tone setter of the Aseres HaDibros. And I say the moment in which, you know, for which the world really was created. That sounds like a big statement, but that's what Chazal say, Bereshis, right? Yom HaShishi, that... you know, the world was anticipating this day. You know, if not for the right response of Klal Yisrael, the world would have been turned back to, you know, its primordial state of tohu vavohu. So all of this begins with the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, the Kolos of Rakim, of Maimed Har Sinai, Gilui Shechina. And of course, in the substance of it, it all begins with Anochi Hashem, Elokecha, Asher Utseisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So, of course, understanding the content of that pasuk is crucial. And once again, it's not only, I mean, that part is obvious. What's not obvious is that, you know, like some of the previous psukim that we were discussing, including our previous topic, which stretched out a little bit, of Vayayavek Ish Imo, and so on. And that's at the ambiguity, here not so much in the language, but here in terms of the emphasis and significance, what is the real content and substance and message behind these most, you know, famous words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Utseisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Like, what is it really all about? So that becomes crucial in its own right and also a window into the understanding of the Mefarshim. So I'm going to skip, maybe I'll get back to, once we discuss some of the perspectives, because I think it's interesting, to kind of chart again the different strata of Parshanut. So I'm going to skip for the moment, even though it has, you know, I'll just mention one thing quickly. But of course, Chazal, we should always be in with Chazal. And especially here, the Mechilta Medrash Halacha, but also the Medrash Agada. But of course, Rashi immediately, right, quotes from Chazal, and he quotes two perspectives. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Rashi quotes. Kedaihi, one second. Yeah. Asherot Seisicha Miyaretz Mitzrayim. Kedaihi Ha'utza Shetiu Mishubadim Li. That's one. And the other one is Davar Acher, Shenigla Bayam Kegibar Milchama, Shenigla Kan Kezaken Malei Rachamim, Shenemar V'tachas Raglav Kemaseh Livnata Sapir, Zuhoysa Lefana B'shasa Shibud, Uketzam HaShamayim Mishenigalu, Hovani Mishtane B'maros, Al Tomer Shnei Rishuyos Hein, Anochi Husharat Sisicha, Mimitzrayim V'alayam. Davar Acher, Sheyushomin Kolos Harbe, Shenemar HaKolos, Kolos boin mi'arba ruchos, min ha-shamayim min ha-aretz, al tomru rishuyos har behein, v'lam ar v'lashon yachid alokecha, litan piskan pel moshe, l'lamid sanigoria be'ais maisa egel, zehu sh'amar, l'lam ha-shem yechara apcha v'yamecha, lo lehem tzivisa, lo yelach lachem elohim acherim, elali levadi. Okay, so basically you have, just in, maybe we'll do a survey of the rest of Chazal going forward, and certainly we're going to speak about the Mechilta in just a minute. That was very, very prominent. But already just on Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, what the sample that Rashi quotes really reflects two important themes, but in my opinion, two very divergent themes. The first one focuses on Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. And we'll soon see that is the theme of the Mechilta that the Ramban quotes so prominently in his Perush al Torah. We'll see in a minute in his initial comments to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot Mitzvah Aleph. And again in Lo Saseh Hey, when he, you know, after initially in Mitzvah Saseh Aleph, defending the position of the Bahag, the Ramban comes back to his own view. Both cases, he hangs it on the Mechilta. Even then, a little bit differently, as we'll see in a moment. But this is the, you know, I'll just go to the Ramban. Okay, we'll get to it in 1 second. Get back to the Ramban, to the idea. But this idea is certainly implicit already in the Medrash that Rashi quotes. Kedai hi ha'utza shetiyu mishubadim li. Meaning, this isn't about theology, and it's not about, you know, truths, you know, cardinal tenets of belief. It is about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. The second one, of course, is about theology. Davar Acher, right, what do you do with the different manifestations, dimensions, you know, descriptions, depictions of the Ribono Shel Olam and the different impressions, you know, already in the, you know, short time, you know, that Klal Yisrael has experienced the Ribono Shel Olam, if, you know, he's described or their experience is different in Mitzrayim and Al Hayam, you know, and so on and so forth. So that implies perhaps that there's some sort of a multiplicity or that different aspects, either multiple gods or if not, at least kind of different characteristics, which theologically implies some sort of complex, you know, rather than integrated, you know, being, which theologically, again, is problematic in terms of being incorporeal, the issue of anthropomorphism, as well as, again, being kind of an organic, you know, singular, you know, being. So the whole second part of Rashi, the two other deyas that is quoted, are established on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Even the part of Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim is to establish the theological unity or truth of the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, both of these things are not mutually exclusive, of course, but what I'm trying to suggest is that they represent, you know, two very divergent approaches to this one pasuk. One is about abstract, you know, theological purity or truth, you know, how to perceive, how to relate to, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, as a transcendent being, whereas the other has to do much more concretely with the mission of Klal Yisrael, and is connected to Torah and to mitzvahs. And surely these two perspectives, again, certainly not mutually exclusive, but it's important to identify that while they're both true, that they are very different, and they set a very different tone for the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros. Just to highlight this a little bit further, right, if we look at the Rambam all over the place, you know, it's perfectly clear that his, you know, comfort zone, if you will, is, to begin with at least, is on the theological aspects of this issue. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, second. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, sorry about that. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Even though it is the beginning of, it's the first words, pretty much, of Yad HaChazaka, right? Which is a code of Jewish law. So Yisoda Yisodos, V'amun HaChachmas, Leida Sheyesha Matzu Rishon, Hu Mamtzi Kol HaNimtza, Kol HaNimtza Min HaShemayim V'aretz, Ma Bineyem, and so on. And the Rambam continues that, about Mechuyev HaMetzias, we'll discuss some of this maybe later, about Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, you know, Halacha Dalid, all the way till through the A is basically a description, a theological description, and also rejecting improper perspectives on the theological, you know, makeup of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then finally you get to Halacha Vav, which is interesting that he waits that far, because again, this is a work on mitzvos and Torah and halacha, but it's only in Halacha Vav where the Rambam finally says, the idias davar zeh, knowing this, presumably intellectually, but we'll get back to that, mitzvah saseh, shenemra anochi Hashem Elokecha, kolamala al dato sheish shem eloka acher, chutz mitza over below saseh, etc. Then he continues in Achazayin to talk about Yichud Hashem, Elokaza Echadu, in Eloshnaim, Eliyasr Eloshnaim. That, of course, is connected to the question of anthropomorphism, etc. In Koteret to Minyan Mitzvos, it's Leida Sheyesham Eloka. And, of course, in Sefer Mitzvos, we'll discuss maybe the discrepancy of Amunah we've talked about in the past, but in the very beginning of Minyan Mitzvos, right, Mitzvah Aleph for the Rambam is Hatzivu Shatzivanu Lahamin Ho'elokus, Hu Shanam and Shiesham Ilav Siba, Hu Poel Cholanim Tzaot, Hu Amori is Barach Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then to establish that this really is a mitzvah, he quotes the Gemara in the end of Makos, Sof Gemar Makos, Omer Tarig Mitzvah Nemel Moshe Misinai, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Klomer Minyan Torah, Hikshu Alzeh, Omer Torah Begematria, Hochava, Shismea, the Chadasrei, right? Vaisa Tshuva, Anochi Veloyia, Mipia Gvura Shema'um. Nekvar is Bayer, Ke Anochi Hashem, Michlal Sheishmeos, Ushloshasre Mitzvosu, Tzivui Be'emuna, Kemosha Biarni. Here in the text that we have, it's Lahamin Belokus as opposed to Leda. That's again part of a whole discussion in the Rambam. I believe I mentioned in the past, and maybe we'll talk a little more about it, that in the Sefer Mitzvos of Rab Chaim Heller, in his translation, he redid the translation from Arabic, and he notes that the Arabic term in the original text of the Rambam is a term that can be interpreted either Leida or Lahamin. This is his way of saying that, you know, everybody made a big mistake when they talked about this as a discrepancy. it's really the same word. Obviously, in light of Yana Chazaka, it should read Leida. I personally think that there's more to say about this, and I prefer to think that the Rambam chose a word in Arabic, you know, that is mitparesh l'shtei anfin, that has a dual meaning, or has a meaning that includes two elements, namely Leida and Lahamin. I also think that the word Leida doesn't just mean to know. Of course it means to know, but it means to know and to be able to demonstrate, which is a big issue in the Rambam and Mordevuchim in particular. But that also there's a certain connotation of Yediya, maybe based on demonstration, and that is that it's not just an intellectual knowledge. It is, and the Rav thought this as well, it's like a very, like a foundational kind of a knowledge, like, you know, something that becomes unshakable, you know, conviction. But either way, we'll get back to that part, the Leidon Lahamin. The part I'm interested in at the moment, and the phenomenon is that for the Rambam, in the beginning of Yad HaChazaka, in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvos, certainly this is the case in the beginning of Mor Nevuchim. I'm not going to read that part. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but you can look it up. You can look at it there. For the Rambam, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is about proper theology, as it is in many of the Midrashim, you know, the ones that Rashi quotes and others as well. The Bahag, as is well known, did not count Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the Minyan Taryag. And it's fascinating that the Ramban suggests that the Bahag didn't count it because he felt it to be of a different quality, right? To be a different type of phenomenon, right? So it's interesting that the Ramban, when he formulates it this way, initially kind of just says it, and then, you know, returns to it and applies it in a more explicit way. You'll see why I'm making that comment in a second. So the first time he says it is, he says, "Baal halachas gedola shelo imane." He says, "Im kol zera isi lebaal halachas shelo imane." And he says, "Anir midaito shel baal halachas shein minin tayag el gzeirosav yisale shegazar aleinu lasos o minnaanu shelo nase." The minyan mitzvos is for mitzvos, norms, things that you do, things that you don't. Aval hu emuna b'mitziyuso yisale shodia osanu elenu ba'osus umosim u'begilui shechina. Very interesting language. But as for belief in his existence, by the way, it's interesting that the Ramban does speak about emuna when he talks about the Rambam and the Bahag. Emuna, 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 not yediya. Shodia osanu of ba'osos and begilui shechina leinenu. Okay, very big theme in the Ramban. Hu ha'ikar v'hashoresh shemimenu noldu ha'mitzvos, and therefore lo yimaneh b'cheshbono. So the point is that this is more than a mitzvah. It is a foundational principle, absent which everything else is completely trivial and insignificant, or just it's a linchpin of everything else, and therefore it doesn't get counted. You might say to count it is to downplay or to minimize or to trivialize even the significance of what this is. That's what the Ramban says in the name of the Bahag. The Pashtus, this would certainly be true or certainly reasonable if the Bahag was adopting the position of the Rambam, which is that, and some of the Midrashim, which is that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a statement about, is a statement of fact, a declaration, right? A declaration about Mitzios Hashem, or about the, you know, purity of understanding, you know, of that reality, meaning the theological nuances of what divine transcendence is. So then the idea that doesn't belong in Minyan Mitzvos, Minyan Mitzvos is norms. You know, it's just a different kind of thing entirely. Or, and This is the Shoresh, right? It's not an application, not a mitzvah, to trivialize it. Certainly makes sense. But what's particularly fascinating in this exchange is that the Ramban, from the very beginning, doesn't so much zero in on the Rambam's theological focus. Instead, he immediately, right, kind of adapts even the Rambam, which we're talking about the Rambam of the Bahag, right, to his own kind of way of thinking. And he's already kind of half, you know, way there. It's consistent with his mentality for the Bahag, you know, as we will see. What do I mean by that? The Ramban considers Anochi Hashem Elokecha primarily not to be about Yediyas Hashem, Emuna Bashem, per se, or even theological truths, but to be about Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So it's interesting, in the Perish al Torah, the Ramban actually begins like the Rambam and makes the shift, as kind of the Medrash that Rashi quotes in the reference to Asher Hotzei Sicha, you know, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The reason I emphasize all these, you know, like where does he make the shift, et cetera, I'm not trying to drown you with details. I think that, you know, these questions highlight, you know, the struggle of the Mefarshim or the Rishonim themselves. Like, what is it that motivated them, right, to be emphasizing this and not that? And, you know, whether or not the psukim are primarily about this, you know, or fully about that. And so that's why I'm emphasizing this. And also, I think there's a certain kind of development or evolution in the thinking of some of the Mefarshim, including somebody like Ramban. So when Ramban begins, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, in Parshas Yisro, he says, Hadibar Zemit Tzaseh, Omar Nochi Hashem, Yorav Yitzaveh, Sheyedu V'yaminu, Ki Yesh Hashem V'hu Elokim Lahem, Klomar Havakadmon, Me'ito Hayakol B'chefetz, Yecholesu, V'hu Elokim Lahem, Shechayavim Lavodoso. This, of course, totally consistent with Ramban ala Torah's broader view about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Briyas Olam, namely the triad of Metzius, Hashkacha, and Yediyah and Yecholas. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Anoch Hashem Elokecha. That those words mean, I exist. I'm involved in the world. I'm omnipotent. I'm supervising, etc. The Amar Asher Otzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Ki Otzeisam Misham Toreh Ala Metzius Ala Chefetz. Even the first thrust of Asher Otzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim for the Ramban Ala Torah is an affirmation of the theological truths, which have important implications for the relationship, normative relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel'Olam, but they're still independently theological truths. Ki b'yidia ubhashkacha mimenu yotzanu misham v'gam Torah lechidush im kadmas ha'olam lo yishtana davar mitivo v'torah leicholes ha'icholes Torah leichud. I've also mentioned in the past that unlike the Rambam, who believes that it's true that the world is yesh me'ayin, and not yesh me'yesh, but who in Mordevuchim considers the possibility that it didn't have to be that way, for the Ramban, yesh me'ayin is a tenet of the faith, right? He considers, it incompatible with divine initiative or a non-mechanistic way of looking at the world, that we also need to believe, not just that it happens to be true, the yesh me'ayin. Okay. Kamo shomar, bavur teda kein kamoni b'chala aretz, zet tamar sharon tzisicha, kehem ayodim be'edim b'kol eila. It's only when you get to mi beis avadim that the Ramban shifts from theological truths, albeit again, ones with implications, to the more direct idea that maybe we're dealing with Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. B'tam mi beis avadim, says the Ramban, shahayu omdim b'mitzrayim b'beis avadim shvuyim b'paro, v'amar lahem zeh, Shem Chayav Shia Shem Agadol in Tanich Baranora Lachem Lelokim Shia Avduhu Kihu Pada Osam me'avdus Mitzrayim. Ketam avodehem ha'shartzeses ha'meretz Mitzrayim. Kvar mazdi od l'malo. And so on. Zu mitzvot ikar b'divra b'seinu, kabolas malchus shamayim. Okay? So basically, the Ramban starts off in his Perush al Torah with theology and an emphasis on truths. By the way, still different than the Rambam, because the Rambam's theological truths are almost purely abstract. Right? They are, you know, he's the Matsui HaMechuyav B'Metzius, you know, and his eternity, his non-divisibility, you know, his non-corporeal state. I mean, for the Rambam, it's pure, pure theology. For the Ramban, initially, it's theological truths that have implications also for mankind. Because if he doesn't just exist, but he's also mashgiach, and he's also, you know, omnipotent, then, you know, that's going to be consequential. But it's still only when we get to, it's not even Asher Otzei Sicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, because that too, l'shitasa the Ramban, is a being more these truths. It's only Mibes Avadim that's the makor of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. But that din of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, as the Ramban himself points out, is really rooted in the Mechilta. Kach Omer B'Mechilta, Lo Yil L'cha L'chim. But it's fascinating. The Mechilta is on a different pasuk, but it goes back to interpretation, not of Mibes Avadim, but of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Tzal. So the Mechilta says, Lo Yil L'chim, So this Mechilta doesn't think that the din of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is a function of Mibes Avadim. It thinks that the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha establish Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. By the way, for the Rambam, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is embedded, interestingly, in Kriyat Shema. Right? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is embedded in Kriyat Shema, not in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Very important difference. But for the Ramban, in his Perush al Torah, you see this kind of development. There's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there's Asher Tzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, and then there is Mibes Avadim. But when it comes already to the Sefer HaMitzvos, both Mitzvah Aleph and Mitzvah He, here the Ramban has a bit of a different take. He says, Omer HaKosev, after quoting the Rambam, right, Shesivanu L'Hamin and so on, he says, Omer HaKosev, Ha'emuna Hazos, notice not Hayidia. Maybe he had that other Arabic, or maybe he, you know, read it B'Shnei Anfin, or whatever it was. Ha'emuna Hazos B'Dibur Hazeh, Lo Niflesi V'Lo Rechokahi. What does that mean? Right, already. And this is a very interesting, I don't think any, not aware of anybody speak about it so much, but of course, what's he talking about? The Pesukim at the end of Devarim that actually speak about what? Either Talmud Torah, according to the Gemara Ne'erevin, Nunhei, or Tshuva, actually, according to the Ramban himself in those Pesukim, right? That it's Lo Rechokahi, you know, Lo Me'ever Layam, Lo Niflesi. So what does the Ramban want to say here? I think. And that is, if this is about like theological, especially for the Rambam, it's about like all these high-minded, you know, theological principles. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not corporeal. You know, he's Mechuyev HaMetzius, you know, nothing else could exist if he didn't, he's inherently the linchpin of the world. You know, he's indivisible, you know, negative theology. We can't speak about him, you know, in an accurate way. So you might say, you know, niflesi, rechokahi. I mean, it's very hard for the average person, you know, it's very hard for very intellectually gifted people. You know, part of what the Rambam's saying is that it's impossible, you know, that we can approximate our understanding, but transcendence, by definition, is kind of beyond our capacity. That's why the best we can do is approximate. There's always a qualitative difference between, you know, language used. You know, that's how the Rambam gets out of many problems, foreknowledge and, you know, and free choice, you know, many other things. So the Ramban, fascinatingly, starts off, why? The same Mechilta he brings in his Perush Al Torah on Beis Avadim. The same Mechilta that he also brings in Lo Sase Hei. And he quotes the whole thing. So it's fascinating here, but here it's in the upfront part. It's an Anochi Hashem Elokecha, almost like he's, you know, again, in his Perush Al Torah, it's kind of the idea of Hashkacha Yediyah, you know, Yecholes. It's a lot closer than Mechuyav HaMetzius, you know, and all those other things. So this is the Ramban's way of, but what's fascinating is that once you have that, you know, and whether it's based on Beis Avadim or it's based on Anoch Hashem, I think it matters. Like, is the Torah telling us both things? Is it also telling us about theological purity as part of the main, you know, Dibur, the first words, whatever that means, that the Ribbono Shel Olam transmits, first message to all of Klal Yisrael? Well, what's he saying? Is he describing, you know, high philosophy and truths? Or is he talking about, you know, high truths that are going to impact their lives? Or is he talking about, even more than that, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shammai? All three things are true. No one denies the Rambam's theological purity or the Ramban's truths. And no one denies that there's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shammai. But it is an interesting window. What's the first thing Ribbono Shel Olam is saying? What's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Like, which of these is it? Anyways, once the Ramban here in Sefer Mitzvot and in Lo Sase Hei embraces the Mechilta, you know, as part of the primary, you know, reading and interpretation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so I think it's interesting that he has to go back, not go back, this isn't, I'm reading this out of order, really. I think that's why he has like a second wind to go back to the Bahag. What do you say about the Bahag? Bahag doesn't count it because it's not a mitzvah, it's a shoresh. It's the yesod from whence it all comes. So if Bishloma, if you hold, right, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is about theological truths, then that is certainly a good argument. Right? Because we're talking about mitzvahs here. Okay, there's still a mitzvah. I mean, the Rambam will say, we'll get in a second. I'll get to the Rambam in a minute. There's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is to know Yediyah or to believe Metzius and the right Metzius. In the right predicates and characteristics to the extent that it's possible. But certainly the view that this is something quite different is reasonable. What if it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? Right? I would say there's a hadraga here. There's like, you know, gradations. There's, oh, like high, you know, philosophy, theology. Then there's Ramban's Metzius Yedia Hashkacha Yecholas. And then there's Kabbalah Samachus Shamayim. But there's Kabbalah Samachus Shamayim is also a broad principle. It's about the relationship, the subservience, you know, the surrender of Klal Yisrael to the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? That's closer to the world of mitzvos, right? But it's also still a principle. So that's what happens in the next line when the Ramban says, Vandira midaito, shalabala lachos, shemin in tayag, elegzerosav, avala muna bimitsiuso yisale, shodio sonu elenu, ba'uso samosin begilia shkina leinenu, Now that alone doesn't those words don't make any sense if you're talking about Kabbalah Samachus Shamayim per se. I mean, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam prove in the Osa Samosim and the Gilui Shechina Leinenu? And what was the what's Emuna B'Mitzuyuso? That's what the Rambam is talking about, and somewhat what the Ramban was talking about in his Perush Al HaTorah. Which is why it's so interesting. But since the Ramban himself has now kind of embraced the Mechilta, the Hu Maimar HaChachamim, so he just transitions. I don't know how he does this, but I mean, I understand that I'm trying to explain how he gets. The Hu Maimar HaChachamim, Omer Lo, he wants to now prove that the Yisod of this projection of the Yisod of the Hag, which is just because something is so and it's important, doesn't mean it's a minyan, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. There can be discrete or distinct categories. So he says, oh, that idea, who maimar chachamim omer lo gzar leinu gzeros, omer lehem lav, kishi kabu makusa egzar lechem gzeros. What's that? That's the Mechilta that he quoted earlier and that he quotes in his Perush Al HaTorah. Asu, right, Kabbalah Samalchus, Inyan Bifnei Atzmo, Bahamitzos Hanigzoros Meito, Meinyan Acher. So basically, what he's now said is what I said before a minute ago about the Bahag, about high theology. I can prove from the Mechilta, right, where it's much more Mechudash. You know, the Mechilta that I, you know, have, you know, adopted as the primary pshat, meaning even Kabbalah Samachus Shamayim isn't a mitzvah, it's the commitment to broader mitzvos, it's the shoresh. And it sounds in the Mechilta like what the Ribbono Shel Olam is responding and saying is, I can't give you mitzvahs until I do this other thing. This is an other thing. That's the diuk of the Ramban. Oh, so it comes out of the Ramban, at least here, is the view that even if Anochi Hashem Elokecha refers to Kabbalah Samachus Shamayim, the Bahag would still have been justified not to count it. In the end of the day, though, the Ramban in Lo Sase, hey, he says in the end of the piece, he then goes on, like, you know, how do you get Taryag? I'm not going to get to that for now. But then he says, B'zeo das balalachos, b'yeshlo panim, which means it's a reasonable view, right? You can already see it's not going to be his view. Aval od b'mitzas lo sase, simen hey, aval mitchaver li yoser. And there he says, I do think it should be counted in minyan Taryag. And he quotes the Mechilta again, and so on. So the Nose Kalim here in Sefer Mitzvos, the Megillas Esther, you know, the Leib Sameach, etc. They're all left kind of holding the bag, you know, just a little bit. Maybe we'll discuss that more next time. Take one more on this. Namely, doesn't it sound like in the Mechilta, you know, that, you know, this is a different category? So, for example, the Megillas Esther says, he says, I hold like the Rambam. And then he says, okay. You really should gam who you sowed. Lori garam yos gamkin mitzvah. Hari mitzvah lahamin be a sowed. Hazet. Just because he sowed doesn't mean it isn't also a mitzvah. Umamar mechilta shenir misham. She'en kabalos amalchus beklalag zeros. Zeu kodim she kablu aleim lemelach. He says, the pshat in the mechilta is before I introduce myself, I can't just go and be gozer. I have to introduce myself first. Meaning, introduction is different than the than gzeira. That doesn't mean it's not a gzeira or a mitzvah. It just means absent A, you can't have B, C, D, E, and G, and so, et cetera. That doesn't mean in the context of having A first, that A isn't also a mitzvah. Right? Aval, achar, kabaltem, lemelach, hari mitzvah, lahamin, b'malchuso. Actually, the Megillas Esther is going even further. The Megillas Esther is saying, you know, the Mechilta doesn't have to be saying that Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim is l'chud. He doesn't even have to be saying that theological truth is l'chud. He's saying, as long as, you know, Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim, or at least theological purity, is involved, then there's meaning to gzeros. And then this can, then believing in the purity can be a gzera too. Okay. However, again, the, you know, the Ramban himself is kozer in this. And again, the Leif Sameach, they're just, they have trouble with it. But I think that maybe the Ramban, you know, does make the distinction between the issues of theological purity, especially as the Rambam has it. Maybe he thinks either that they're rechoka and nifleis, and therefore they're not something that either belong in a mitzvah or that you can be mitzava about. Maybe they're too difficult for the normal person to wrap his head around one way or another. Or that maybe even Lemaskana, he thinks, that the Bahag is right vis-a-vis the Rambam's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He's just not right regarding the Mechilta and the Ramban's reading of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I mean, that Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is a lot more proximate to actual mitzvahs. But of course, the intriguing thing is the Rambam. No one was more sensitive than the Rambam to the difference between, you know, philosophy and law. Right? I mean, the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim is acutely, you know, aware, you know, of these two different things. You don't ever get a sense that the Rambam confuses, you know, theology, philosophy, and law. And yet it's the Rambam, right, who insisted, he might have been the first even, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is in the Minyan Tariyah. I mean, the Pashas of the Gemara in Makos, although that's a discussion, in Horios. But in terms of the Rishonim, some of the Rashbats, for example, points out, Zohar Arakiya, that it sounds like the Shlomo Ibn Gaviro, right, did not count Anochi as the first mitzvah. And the Ibn Ezra, at least in Devarim, also quotes the Gaonim who didn't count, you know, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It seems like quite a few, you know, early authorities like the Bahag and so on did not count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So I don't know if the Rambam was the first, and certainly has very strong roots, as he himself quotes it in the Gemara in Makos and in Horios, etc. But again, it is very interesting. It's just an interesting, you know, again, an interesting phenomenon, you know, that the Bahag and the Ramban are going to be lecturing, you know, the Rambam on, you know, not, you know, confusing, you know, law and philosophy. But in the end of the day, I think that this is a very important, it's a very important reality in understanding the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam, more than anyone else, knew the difference between philosophy and law. I think that is true. And also, more than anyone else, the Rambam was the individual, right, who integrated, right, the worlds of philosophy and law. I mean, he was the strongest, you know, advocate, you know, of the importance of, let's say, philosophical investment, you know, and quest, you know, in the context of halachic commitment, even as he was by far the person who invested the most mental energy and time and effort, right, in codification, you know, of the halacha. And as we try to demonstrate, you know, Yom Yom, right, the Rambam invested so much mental energy, right, in every single sugya. Right, if you're just, you know, kind of giving it lip service or writing it down, or even a faithful, you know, composer of a code, right, you don't make torturous, innovative, you know, decisions, you know, whether it's in terms of location or language or sources, or especially shitos, you know, practically every single day or every single sugya. So the Rambam, you know, is the Jewish philosopher in many respects. I don't mean, you know, to downgrade, you know, Rav Sadia Gaon or others. They were also obviously great, you know, thinkers, but, you know, give the Rambam his due. And right. So is it a coincidence? And not only that, but as we know, Rambam integrates the disciplines in Yad HaChazaka itself. Again, it's, you know, it's very fashionable, you know, to perceive the Rambam as being schizophrenic in certain scholarly circles. And then, you know, to wonder who the real Rambam is. There are some discrepancies, and certainly in orientation, there are issues. I'm not at all denying that. But, you know, what's sometimes called the Straussian, you know, view, named after Professor Strauss of University of Chicago, of, you know, Rambam interpretation, which is, you know, not to believe what he says. Typically, when he says things that are traditional and conventional, and to assume kind of, you know, that he is schizophrenic, you know, or at least, you know, appearing to be. Is something which I think is absurd, frankly. There's a lot of work to do in the Rambam. The idea that they were talking about different audiences, you know, that the Rambam understood that there was more than one dimension, you know, to different aspects of philosophy and law. There's a lot to say and a lot to work on. But at the end of the day, you know, as Professor Yitzhak Twersky, Zecharno Livracha, you know, pointed out, and many others before and after. He just did a very particularly magnificent job on this. And that is, there's so much in the Yad HaChazaka, which itself represents the integration between halacha and hashkafa. Of course, every end, you know, of halachos, sechos mikvos, sechos me'ila, the ones of kachim and taharos, well, the more esoteric, the more inspirational in a way. But of course, the whole Sefer Mada and the beginning of Mada, all of it, you know, this integration And the importance of both of these permeate like everything the Rambam did. So is it a coincidence, you know, that the Rambam, most aware, you know, and most sensitive, you know, to the differences between pure theology, you know, and pure norms, is also the one who sets the tone right at the beginning of his Sefer Mada in his code, right? And Sefer Mitzvos and everywhere else, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you know, with its abstract emphasis, is a minyan tayar. Number one, it reflects that the Rambam didn't think that it was Rechoka and Niflais and Me'ever Le'yam. Rambam felt that it was obligatory. I have to stop in 1 minute. Sorry. The Rambam felt that it was obligatory, you know, for thinking Jews, responsible Jews, to understand, you know, the nuances. And the Rambam's view in general, in terms of his Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, reflects this idea that Jews have a responsibility to cultivate the proper beliefs, and is, you know, what we sometimes call Nebuch Apikaris, you know, still an Apikaris. I mean, his idea that, that's your responsibility. You have to, you know, you have to really invest effort and get the right views. So I can't just say I'm onus, you know, I went to the wrong school. You're responsible. So the idea of Rechoka, you know, and Niflesi, applying to theology, I think was really anathema for the Rambam. The idea that, you know, beliefs and tenets and abstractions have nothing to do with mitzvos in general, I think is something that would have offended the Rambam's sensibility. And by the same token, the idea that mitzvos are disconnected from Anochi Hashem Elokecha, even in the pure theological way, I think that that too is something that the Rambam would not have been able to abide. I think the Rambam believed that there is a mutually enhancing relationship between Anochi Hashem Elokecha and the rest of the Minyan Taryag, meaning a reciprocal relationship. That connection to belief and theological truth upgrades the importance of all mitzvos. It establishes that they are values, that they are a way of relating to, the most important way of relating to, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who, from a theological purist point of view, couldn't relate to at all, frankly. That's the gift of Torah and mitzvos. Rosh HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos is Yisrael. We don't know how it works, but we know that it does work. And it's the pathway to overcoming Lo Nifleis and Lo Rechoka, frankly. At the same time, the idea that, you know, theology is part of mitzvos, that it's obligatory, that it's connected to measured and obligatory norms, again, takes the philosophical part outside the realm of the abstract and establishes it, you know, as a linchpin. So even in the more extreme view, I think the Rambam would have just completely rejected, not because of his lack of awareness or acknowledgement of the differences, but because he believed that bridging those differences, integrating these two aspects of Jewish life, is itself part of the story, both of the importance of philosophy as well as the importance of the halacha. We have to stop. Okay, so that's in terms of the Rambam, the Bahag, the Ramban. What I'd like to do next time is, you know, speak maybe just a little more, maybe about Sefer Mitzvos, but just a little bit more about, you know, these two perspectives, and to see whether maybe it branches out. For many of the Mefarshim, it's not just Kabbalah Sal Malkus Shemayim. It's also very specific elements or dimensions in the relationship between Klal Yisrael, you know, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's fascinating what those things are in this kind of open window. What's going to be included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you know, in terms of its centrality. So I want to pursue that, you know, especially, you know, a little bit in the Tkufa of the Rishonim, but especially in, you know, a little bit in the 16th, 17th century Mefarshim, and then the later, like 18th, 19th, a little bit, you know, 18th and 19th century Mefarshim as well.